Kick out the jams, brothers and sisters! Kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. I have to kick them out. Yes, I'm starting to sweat. And now my shirt's all wet. What I'm feeling. In the sound that I'm bouncing, be bouncing, be bouncing. When you get the feeling, you got some of all. Put that mic in my hand and let me kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. The kick out.
It's your pal, the Lonesome Captain. It's country funk time. We just heard one of the best live records ever, Kick Out the Jams. And because we're on when children might be awake, we played the clean radio edit. Oh my goodness. And we have with us today a special guest, Mr. Ed Donnelly. Hey, Ed.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, you... My honor. For you people who don't know, but you should, Ed Donnelly is a famed Americana producer. He runs Barber's Basement Studio. He is an expert in Americana music, and he actually spent years on the road with some luminaries recording live concerts, which is why he's joining us today. Would that be correct, Ed Donnelly?
Yes, that is correct. I have recorded thousands of live shows.
So you have some, you have thousands of opinions, hopefully?
I do.
All right, well, we're going to do it. But first, a little business. We do It's Country Funk Time on KXRY Portland. 107.1 and 91.1 FM and always streaming and archived at xray.fm. That should satisfy the FCC, Ed. So,
I think so.
Ed spent some time on the road with Willie Nelson, recording him night after night. We're gonna, you wanna give us maybe a little glimpse into the Willie experience?
Yeah, it was one of the best times of my life. We spent a number of weeks out on the road. I recorded 153 shows with Willie.
Wow. Okay.
And every single one of them was more fun than you could ever imagine.
And like brand new every night, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Willie's got a set list that he sprinkles with surprises all the time. for example, once in a while he'd yell out like, "Hey, you want to hear some Hank Williams?" He'd do a handful of Hank Williams songs.
Oh, that's great.
So it was great fun.
But Willie Nelson's one of those guys that likes to give the people what they want. So he'd run through the hits, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, all the hits.
I remember I saw him do Stardust. I think you said you were there at the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did it with the whole orchestra, and that's a great album. And I would have been happy with just that, but he knew how to like pack a full Willie show into an extra 20 minutes. You know.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, and he delivered. So this version we're about to hear on The Road Again, do you remember what show it's from? This is one of your recordings.
Yeah, I recorded that in Regina, Saskatchewan. We were playing, it was actually a farm equipment trade show. And because we were, oh, it was great. And it was, I mean, that was the perfect audience. And as we went across Canada, for the most part, we were playing in hockey rinks. So they put boards down, but by halfway through the show, your feet would be frozen because you were still just a couple of inches from the ice.
Yeah, yeah. What did that do for you sound-wise? Was there a bunch of challenges of the sound winging off the plexiglass and stuff?
Not really. Not more than any other sort of mid-sized venue. You know, the challenges really are making sure that whatever we're capturing with our audience mics isn't too wild, like bouncing around too wildly. But other than that, it's pretty straightforward.
All right, well, let's hear your fine work. Here's On the Road Again with Willie Nelson. It's Country Funk Time.
On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. Wait to get on the road again. Everybody say right here on the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. Can't wait to get on the road again. Best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Thank you.
baby. Baby, that's all on account of you. You hurt me so bad, baby. When you said we were through, oh, you hurt me. No, you hurt me so bad, baby. When you said we were through, oh, but I would rather be dead, baby, than to be here so lonely and blue. Someday, baby. Ladies, I said ladies, if you got a man and the man don't do like you think he should, don't you hurt him.
Don't hurt him.
I said don't you hurt him.
Don't hurt him.
Man happened to be God's gift to woman. So ladies, you must know that the man is already grown, so you can't raise him over again. So the thing to do is throw your arms around him.
Yes.
Hold him close to you.
Yes.
Look him straight in the eyes.
Yes.
And then you tell him. You tell him, you say, now baby, you've been messing up. Well, I know you're gonna do me better. And when he look at you as if he wanna know when, then you tell him. Someday, baby. And if it seems like he's a little hard of hearing or not paying you much attention or something, do like your ladies normally do. Put your hand on your hip and then you say it again. Oh!
Yeah.
He has to be a mighty hard-hearted person to not listen to you. But I don't think it's fair to just talk to the ladies. I think I should say a few words to the men, too. So, fellas.
Yeah.
I said, fellas!
Yeah.
Fellas, if you got a woman and the lady don't do like you think she should, don't you be going upside of her head now. You know what I'm talking about. Don't you be beating on her. The judge says it's much cheaper if you don't beat her.
Uh-huh.
And you see, if you hurt her, you only do one thing.
What's that?
I said, if you hurt her, you only do one thing. You make her a little smarter and she won't let you catch her the next time. So the thing to do is throw your arms around the pretty little thing. Now listen to me. Listen to me. I don't care if she weighs 32 and a half pounds wet or 550 pounds on feet. If she's your lady and you dig her, then she's your pretty little thing. And then you tell her, you say, baby, I don't care what they say about you in the next block. You're my old lady and I dig you. Let them talk. Let them say what they want to say. And fellas, you must know too that the ladies, God bless their sweet little souls, ladies happen to be God's gift to man too, fellas. Y'all agreed? You better say it because your wife is listening. But it's one more thing I must say to you, fellas. Just one more thing. Don't be too proud to beg.
Don't be too proud to beg.
I say don't be too proud to beg. If you have to fall on your knees to let your woman know that you love her, go on down there. I can see some of you cats got dirty minds in the place this evening. What I'm trying to say, ladies, love to hear the men say, baby, I love you. Don't you, ladies?
hear that you love her.
She might think you're lying, though.
Tell your lady that you love her.
Even if you are lying. But seriously speaking, when I goof, I usually slide up to my woman, and I look straight at her. I have to get my look first. I usually say I look like a little puppy begging for that last bone you've been holding out on. And I look straight at her and I say, babe, please forgive me, honey. Then I wait a few minutes and see how she take it. And then I say, babe, please forgive me, honey. And then I stand back far enough so when she swing, I can duck. And then I said, baby, honey, you know, when I goofed last week, I was high. And she let me get away with that. Then I look at her real pitiful like, and I said, baby, honey, you know, when you're high, it don't count. And then I tell her, I say, if you forgive me, honey, I'm going to do better. And when she look at me as if she want to know when, then I tell her,
and it's country funk time. That was Live With Me off the Rolling Stones live masterpiece Get Your Yayas Out, which is so good we actually done a whole show on it. That's how much I like it. Where is that? I know you
we've talked about learning to play guitar to that record.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't even count the number of times that I've listened to that thing, both sides, and literally learned to play guitar as a 12 or 13 year old kid from that album.
Yeah, that was a go-to. Although you're better than me. Just a reminder, everybody, we're speaking with famed Americana producer Ed Donnelly. And could you play the Mick Taylor Sympathy solo or just the Keith Richards part?
I could probably play it now. As a young man, barely able to form an F chord, I don't think I could quite pull it off.
Yeah, I only ever got as far as the first Keith part. But we also heard Worry, Worry, Worry from Live at Cook County Jail, Mr. B.B. King. And now we're going to talk about some of Ed's favorite live records. What say you, Mr. Donnelly?
Well, the Last Waltz is known as a concert film, but really it's a great live album as well.
That's interesting, yeah.
There's more highlights than I could possibly mention, but I picked The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down because I feel like that live version is just such a barn burner and so much more inspired than the studio recording, with the horn section and Levon Helm just killing it.
All right, let's hear it. This is The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down from The Last Waltz, doing live albums with Mr. Ed Donnelly. If Country Funk Town.
Virgil Kane is the name, and I served on the Danville train. To Stone Rush Cavalry came, and they tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just a barely alive. By May 10th, Richmond had fell.
The night. drink to me only. That's all I ask. And I will drink to you.
How long I've been on?
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I do my drinking in the evening time when I'm in Las Vegas. You can sit in the sun and camp. I get my color from a sunray lamp when I'm in Las Vegas. I love the laughs and love the life. There's fun of every kind. Next time I come, I'll bring my wife. I'll do that if I lose my mind. A wife in Vegas, take my advice. It's like going to China with a sack of rice. But I love Las Vegas. I love Vegas in the summer. I love it in the fall. I love Vegas, may I say that it's a gasser, yeah. I love Vegas like it's Egypt and I am Nasser. I love Vegas every moment. It's my favorite atmosphere. I love Vegas. Why do I love Vegas? Because my money's here. I love Vegas when I'm winning. I love it when I lose. I love Vegas like the army loves its manuals. I love Vegas like Sinatra loves Jack Daniels. I love Vegas every moment. Oh, Mr. Untrotter, I must cheer. Hey, you smart. Oh, I love Vegas. Ach, du lieber, do I love Vegas. Because my blood is here. I love Vegas when I'm loaded. When I am not, I love Vegas just like Khrushchev loves being indignant, more than even my wife Jeannie loves being pregnant. I love Vegas every moment. When I leave, I shed a tear. Oh, I love Vegas. Jesus Christ, do I love Vegas. I'll make it good and clear. It's because my girl's right here.
Thank you very much.
right, we're back. That was the Statesboro Blues from the Allman Brothers Classic live at Fillmore East. And we're sitting with Ed Donnelly. And I want Ed to tell us, what makes a great live record for you?
Well, I think a great live record, you know, aside from the technical qualities of recording the audio and capturing it, a great live record should really illuminate the artist and performer and what makes them exciting. And Allman Brothers is a great example. That whole entire Live at the Fillmore East record is, they're just on fire and inspired in a way that you don't hear them when they're recording in the studio. And that's a key part of what made the Allman Brothers fantastic was their live shows. So you want to capture that excitement. What you certainly don't want to do is just sort of rehash the studio recording with some audience noise. You want to get another perspective on the material and the performance.
I hear you. I always love a live record because I get to go to the concert without having to smell a concert. Sometimes the people aspect, while they add to the energy, they also add to the detraction. We're going to hear some more classic live performances. We got Mr. James Brown, Live at the Apollo, undeniable classic live record.
You can make the case that that made his whole career, that record.
I said I love someone, but I know where I'm going to find them. Thank you.
my mother. My brother, my father, or my sister. Would you believe I can't cross the floor? Oh, I can. Yeah, I feel bad about it, but tell me. Yeah. I don't mind company. Because company's all right with me every once in a while. Don't get me wrong, people. I really love company. Because company. to the me. Yeah.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal with 23 minutes to go. But nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole darn bunch with 21 minutes to go. And I called up the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die with 19 minutes to go. So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye with 18 minutes to go. Now here comes a preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. 12 more minutes to go. Well, they're testing the trap and it chills my spine. 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, all they work just fine. 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this ain't the movies, so forget about me. 8 more minutes to go. With my feet on the trap and my head in the noose, 5 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose? 7 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky with 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to wanna die with 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows, 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go.
Much. I want to do another song here featuring the harmonica, and then I want to get the stool there and sit down and do some slow ballad type songs that we wanted to do for this album and especially for you. What did I do with my list over there? My idiot sheet. Throw it in the floor, didn't it? How you doing, Shirley?
You better open up, honey, get your lover boy, me, that's knocking. You better listen to me, sugar roller, catch the red, the high school, the rocket. Honey, get your bobbing shoes, for the jukebox to blow the fuse. Got everybody hopping, everybody bopping, bopping up the high school house. Oh!
Okay, this is it. This is, we did it. These are some of the best live albums with Ed Donnelly, founder and owner of the Barber's Basement Studio. If you're in LA and you want to lay down some Americana tracks, and you need a great studio, or you need someone to suggest some great musicians to fill out the sound, check them out. Barber's Basement. Ed, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. You know, clearly, having spent so much time in front of performers pressing the red record button, this was certainly the right episode for me to appear.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thanks you, X-Ray FM. Or just thank you. I don't have to thank you, I don't think. Thank you, X-Ray FM, for letting the Lonesome Captain do its country funk time. And we'll see you next week. I think it's time for that second pot of coffee. See ya. Bye, Ed.
See ya.